Before we get started, we have a quick question. Does your school have a good mentoring program for new teachers? Does it support administrators who run the program, train and support mentors in how to best help new teachers, and support new teachers by answering their questions and helping them to meet their biggest challenges?
We've mentored many new teachers, and we've had lots of conversations with the new teachers crying in their cars after school. That's why we created the New Teacher Navigator. We have everything that your school needs to run a successful mentoring program. It's online and very affordable.
If you or someone in your school or district is interested, check out our program at inspiredtogetherlearning.com or send us an email and we'll follow up. We'd love to help you support the next generation of teachers. The future of education depends on it.
And now we hope you enjoy today's episode. It's no secret around here that we are on a mission to live an inspired life. We talk a lot about things we can do to improve our lives. Today, we're going to talk to you about something that might seem unimportant, but it has a big effect on how you feel and how you bring forth your light into the world. It's hard to live an inspired life if you're hiding your light under a bushel. Let's talk about ways you might be playing small and how you can step into your life in a bigger way.
Welcome to the Inspired Together Teachers Podcast.
We're Paula and Michelle, award-winning educators who've worked with thousands of teachers, and we know the struggles that you face on a daily basis.
Do you want to make a difference and still enjoy your life outside of school?
Together, we can tackle the overwhelm, gain clarity, and build confidence to live the life you deserve.
Are you ready to be inspired? We can't wait to explore ways to improve your work life and home life so that you can live your best life. Are you playing small? One of the benefits of being an introvert is that I observe people. While I'm silently watching, I regularly see signs that someone is not stepping into the light to share their inborn talents and gifts. It's disheartening to observe someone's specialness being hidden away. It's unavailable then to bring goodness and maybe even a little magic fairy dust into a world that desperately needs more good things in it.
So how do you know if you are playing small and maybe not stepping into your light? Let's think of a couple of examples. How about if you love drawing and you're really, really good at it, but none of your artwork is hanging in your home? Does that resonate with you?
Or maybe you have a great idea for a fun new summer enrichment class, but you don't mention it because it's different from what is usually offered and, oh, they're probably not going to let you do it anyway.
Or have you ever been in a room with a bunch of people and they're talking about who should do what to complete a project? You might be the most qualified person in the room to do a large part of that project, but someone else offers first. And even though you probably could do a better job, you don't say anything. And then you end up spending the rest of the project watching it done much less better than you could have done it if you would have just stepped forward and offered to do it.
Oh, I have felt that. I've been in that situation and it's frustrating. Those are the moments you think, I could have done it better than that. Why didn't I just do it? Author Elizabeth Gilbert shares the idea that we all have buried treasure within us. When we summon up the courage to bring forth our hidden jewels, we are able to lead a bigger life, a happier life, and a more expanded and interesting life. And isn't that the kind of life we all want?
We definitely don't want to be working our way through life playing small. You know that you're playing small when you don't accept credit for outstanding work that you're doing. Or you're playing small when you don't share your ideas because, well, maybe they're not that good anyway.
Another way you might be playing small is when you choose to not do something you want to do because you feel like you don't deserve it. Or maybe you're playing small when you're afraid to take an important next step, so you just don't do anything because it's easier to just stay where you are, locked in place, than to take a risk.
We might sound a little judgy here because we're saying, well, you shouldn't do this, but we all have that tendency to play small. It's just not you. It's all of us because it seems safe to play small, to kind of stay locked in place like a ship in a harbor. You don't have to face the storms if you're just sitting in the harbor. But ultimately, that's not what ships or you are made for.
And there are a lot of costs of playing small. It hurts us. There's big costs to it. It can affect our quality of life. Playing small is often driven by fear and the thought that fear is risky. So playing small results in you feeling anxious. It's anxious to take a risk, but you also feel anxious when you don't take the risk.
And sometimes playing small just means that you work a little bit harder than you need to, usually at the wrong things. So maybe you're doing work that is better than others who are above you at a higher level. And it's the higher level work you should be doing, but because you're playing small, other people get to do it and they're taking credit for your work. So you're working really hard, playing small, not saying things. Other people at the next level are taking your work, probably taking credit for it.
And getting paid more. So there's definitely stress and resentment involved with that. It can hinder your relationships, especially with those people that are around you, or it can hinder your income. And none of us need that.
When you don't spend a lot of time doing things that you love to do or things that you're good at, then you're more likely to feel stressed and suffer from exhaustion or maybe even burnout because you're playing small. You don't want to let that light about those things that you really are good at and things that you love to do be shown in the world. But keeping it in gives you a lot of stress, exhaustion, and burnout.
Perhaps the most damaging thing is that you would have the underlying feeling that you were born for something bigger or better, and not doing anything about that is the biggest waste of all. Regret is a really harsh companion.
We talked about this earlier, and we agree that probably all of us suffer from playing small, that playing small syndrome. Here we are to tell you, you were born for something bigger, something better. It's not a waste of your time or your energy to not play small.
It's really important that you recognize when you are playing small. It might look like you're waiting for permission from some authority, when really you have the authority within yourself all along.
For a lot of us, it looks like over-preparing or over-learning. Ultimately, it's keeping us from taking action. If we just say, well, I need to learn more, I need to prepare more, then you don't actually get to take that action.
We also tend to listen to that inner critic, that harsh voice that increases our self-doubt. It conspires to keep us safe by keeping us down.
It's that inner bully in our head that we need to tamp down. My daughter has actually named her inner critic her inner bully. I won't share what the name is, but when she is in full force, that inner critic, she calls her Mega, her name. So like, let's say her name is Karen. When she's in full force, making her doubt herself, play small, she calls it her Mega Karen.
Ouch. Although at least she's recognizing it and she's seeing it. And you're really, that isn't that the first step? Let's talk about how can we avoid playing small?
I'm glad we're talking about that because all of this, we are playing small when we are playing small when we can really make us feel down. I mean, it is. There's a lot of ouch, like you said. So let's move past that and talk about all the positives.
Okay. First of all, I think to live better and not pay heed to that voice or that playing small syndrome, you really have to learn to trust your own thinking, recognize it when you see it, then trust your own thinking and be confident in what you know. That's part of it. Believe, I know this, I understand this, I can do this, I trust my own thinking about my capabilities.
It's about listening to our inner mentor and getting rid of our inner critic. We tend to surround ourselves by mentors in our life who lift us up and we avoid the critics. But inside our head, that's a little bit harder to do. So definitely listen to that inner mentor. The inner critics have no room there in your thinking.
I know that I have fallen to this trap, the whole idea of trying to assess what I know. And you mentioned earlier about one of the things that stops people is overlearning and making sure everything's in place. That's because you don't trust what you know. So you have to learn to assess what you know, trust in its worthiness, and then go ahead and bring it into the world.
for a lot of us, that means that when we make an action or we commit to something, that we go forth and carry it forward and believe that the universe or God or whatever you want to call any divine force that is bigger than us is going to conspire to help us. And that if we put that out into the world and we commit and don't play small, that light is going to draw other light to help move us forward.
I know that I played small for years, and I look back at my life and my career, and I can see places where I absolutely played small, held myself back. Now I actively try to avoid it. One of the things I do is use visualization to remind me of what I want to do and how I want to be in the world. I've created this little vision in my life, you know, and I know what it looks like. And so every day I ask myself, what would my best self do? And then I try to go do that. Of course, it's not perfect, but mostly it's working. I find myself as engaged and happy with my life as I have ever been. And I feel like I'm moving in the right direction. That's a progress. It's a journey. Happiness, it seems, is not in achieving that end result as much as in the progressing forward towards it. So you don't have to do it perfectly for it to help improve your life.
And you also don't have to do it overnight, right? We can't expect that this is an easy fix. Those things that we were talking about, that list of you're playing small if, a lot of us do those things on a regular basis. So this isn't an easy fix. It's going to take time and it's going to take practice. And we've said before, practice makes permanent, not perfect. Like you said, Michelle, this is not going to get fixed overnight and be perfect overnight. For a lot of us, trust is hard in other people, but it's really hard to trust in ourselves. Such an interesting phenomenon. Think what you would say to your family and friends if they were beating themselves up, and then repeat it to yourself. You wouldn't let your friends or your family or your students hide their light in the world. You would encourage them to bring it forward. So you really need to do that yourself. The world deserves your light. How can you put that out there?
And no one knows you, your most amazing thoughts and your ideas. No one knows them really as well as you do on the inside. You know what that amazing life looks like for you. So it's up for you to bring that out, to bring it into the world. It's your job. It's your vision. It's your ideas to move forward and take the actions. Trust in what you know. Trust in what you believe. Trust in your values and trust in who you are.
This isn't a new phenomenon. People have been talking about not hiding your light for many, many years in many different ways. And Michelle, you found a great quote. This is an old quote that shows us not only what we should be doing in our life, but also that this isn't a new problem. People have been talking about it for a while.
I don't believe we have ever quoted Shakespeare yet on this podcast, which somehow that seems amazing that we've never brought up Shakespeare, because Shakespeare connects to pretty much everything. But we've got one for you from Macbeth. And this is Lady Macbeth in her famous speech where she says, "Screw your courage to the sticking place and we'll not fail."
So let's get on with it. Let's live big. Let's be amazing. You won't fail. We believe in you. Don't hide that light.
And to recap today, playing small is a common way of being that keeps you safe and prevents you from getting too much attention. But the downside of that is that it also holds you back. You can't live an inspired life if you aren't willing to get in the game.
In true teacher fashion, we always end our podcast with homework. Our homework for you today is to be mindful and catch yourself the next time you're starting to act small. At home or at work. Reframe your thinking right then and there. Decide that you are going to let your light shine. You will not play small. Share your thoughts, share your talents, share what is uniquely you. We know you have that brilliance in you. Share it with others. We'd love to know how you feel when you stop yourself from playing small. So please reach out to us through our social media channels, our email, or our website, and let us know how it went. We would love to know. We always love hearing from listeners and finding out how these suggestions worked for you.
Before we sign off for today, I just want to remind you about our new teacher mentoring program. It's called the New Teacher Navigator. If your school needs a mentoring program, we would love to talk with your administrator. You can pass along our mentoring program website, which is different from our teacher's website where the podcast is. It's inspiredtogetherlearning.com. Or drop us a message or leave us a name, and we will do all the work to follow up.
That's all for today. Class dismissed. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
If you'd like to continue the conversation, join us on Instagram and Facebook at Inspired Together Teachers, or head over to our website, inspiredtogetherteachers.com, for more podcast episodes, our award-winning blog, and free guides to help you be your best.
Until next time, may you be inspired in your work life and home life to live your best life.